Catholics in Asia joined Christians around the world to celebrate Holy Week and Easter Sunday. The joyful celebration, however, was observed amid the shadows of the COVID-19 pandemic, extremist threats, natural disasters, and human rights violations. I'm John Lawrenson, and you're listening to UCA News Weekly News Summary about and of interest to the Church in Asia. The Catholic Church and Caritas in Indonesia and Timor-Leste have joined the government and NGOs to support victims of deadly floods and landslides. At least 160 people died, scores went missing, and thousands were displaced in flash floods and landslides that hit Indonesia's Catholic-majority East Nusa Tenggara province and neighbouring Timor-Leste on Easter Sunday. The disasters were caused by heavy rain triggered by tropical cyclone Saroja. About 8,000 people were evacuated to shelters. In many areas, electricity and transport links were cut, posing huge challenges to aid efforts. Indonesian Cardinal Ignatius Suharyo of Jakarta appealed to Catholics to show compassion and donate for victims of flooding. Caritas Indonesia reported that it has received donations worth 1 billion rupiah, or around $71,400, to support victims of the disasters. In Timor-Leste, Catholic priests and nuns joined relief efforts for people who took shelter in centres in capital Dili and elsewhere. Catholics in Indonesia observed Holy Week and Easter Sunday amid tight security following a suicide bomb attack on the Sacred Heart of Jesus Cathedral in Makassar City on Palm Sunday that left two suspected bombers dead and about 20 injured. Islamic extremist terror group Jamaah Ansharut Daulah, or JAD, which has ties with the Islamic State, has been blamed for the bombing. The same group was responsible for bombing three churches in Surabaya, East Java, in 2018, and a cathedral in Jolo in the southern Philippines in 2019. Following the latest attack, Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Yakut Cholil Kumas visited the cathedral and met with Makassar Archbishop John Liku Ada to express sympathy and promise a proper investigation. The government deployed security forces to guard some 50,000 churches during Holy Week and Easter. Meanwhile, police arrested 10 members of the JAD terror group and recovered several bombs. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to terrorize most Asian countries where Catholics faced restrictions for Holy Week and Easter. Catholic-majority Timor-Leste, which was earlier lauded globally for successfully tackling COVID-19, has recorded its first death from the virus. The government declared a state of emergency until May to stem the virus. In South Asia, countries including Bangladesh and Pakistan have also seen a sharp rise in infections and deaths in recent weeks, forcing authorities to impose lockdowns and enforce strict health regulations. Meanwhile, the Indian government has been accused of dismal inaction and inefficiency as the country approached 13 million cases and more than 167,000 deaths since the pandemic began. Christians in China combined the Easter spirit with reverence to their ancestors as Easter Sunday coincided with the traditional Qingming Festival or Tomb Sweeping Day. The festival, which dates back more than 2,000 years, is marked by Han Chinese who clean, sweep and decorate the tombs of ancestors and make ritual offerings, including flowers and homemade dishes. People also set off fireworks and firecrackers to mark the end of darkness and the casting away of evil spirits. While thousands observed the festival, they also flocked to churches for the Easter Vigil as authorities in China relaxed COVID-19 restrictions thanks to declining infections and deaths. Last year, churches remained largely empty as strict restrictions were in place to stem the virus that has claimed about 3 million lives globally so far. A senior Catholic leader in India has called for dialogue after 22 security personnel were killed in a deadly attack by Maoist rebels in the central state of Chhattisgarh. A Christian was among the dead and 30 soldiers were injured in the bloodiest insurgent attack in years. The fatalities resulted from a fierce four-hour gun battle between the Maoists and security forces on April the 3rd. Archbishop Victor Henry Thakur of Raipur expressed sadness and condemned the violence. The prelate said that the rebels should hold dialogue with the government and end violence that could not be justified by anything. The deadly clash occurred in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region, where nearly 200 security personnel have been killed since 2010. A Catholic priest in the Philippines commemorated Jesus Christ's Last Supper by washing the feet of street dwellers and the staff of a centre that feeds homeless people in capital Manila every day. Society of the Divine Word Father Flavi Villanueva, founder and director of the St. Arnold Jansen Kalinga Centre, performed the task on Holy Thursday. The centre prepares an average of 1,000 food packs each day to feed the homeless in the Philippine capital. It also accepts street dwellers who want to undergo basic livelihood courses such as soap making and carpentry. Father Villanueva said his act was an expression of servant leadership and that a leader must serve and be selfless like Jesus. The priest also criticised the country's poor human rights, particularly extrajudicial killings in the name of law and order. On a similar note, a Catholic bishop in Vietnam washed the feet of disabled people as an act of divine mercy. Retired Bishop Joseph Dinh Doc Dao of Duan Loc Diocese celebrated a special mass of the Lord's Supper on April the 1st with hundreds of patients, disabled people, staff members and people from elsewhere at the church-run St. Francis shelter. The 76-year-old prelate washed the feet of 12 people who suffered blindness and paralysis of their limbs. Bishop Joseph called on mass-goers to pray for patients and the staff to feel God's unconditional love for them. He reminded people that Jesus' washing his disciples' feet showed his humble service and love for the disciples, who were happy because they were loved. The bishop has headed the largest diocese in southern Vietnam for 8 years and is well known for his efforts in promoting divine mercy through words and actions. The communist government of Laos has come under strong criticism for violations of basic rights, including religious freedom. A new report from the US State Department accused the Southeast Asian nation of gross rights violations, including the arbitrary detention of political dissidents, serious restrictions on free speech and media freedom, and severe limits on any form of publicly voiced dissent. The Laotian government is accused of imposing harsh prison sentences on citizens simply for criticizing controversial government policies, such as land reclamation projects for redevelopment in rural areas, which can deprive villagers of their livelihoods. The report also noted that religious freedoms are also curtailed in Laos, with members of its Christian minority frequently targeted by officials over their faith, which is widely seen as an alien creed that does not belong in the country. Rights campaigners have urged the Thai government not to deport thousands of mostly Christian Karen refugees who fled deadly attacks by Myanmar's military amid an escalation in ethnic conflicts. About 20,000 Karen have been displaced by military airstrikes and ground attacks, and most of the displaced people have been hiding in jungles to save their lives. Schools, clinics, homes, and mining operations have been hit by military attacks as it launched the offensive against ethnic Karen rebels. Reports from rights groups say at least 14 Karen have died and more than 40 have been injured in the airstrikes. Meanwhile, more than 3,000 Karen have crossed the border into Thailand. Humanitarian and rights groups, including the European Karen Network, urged Thai authorities not to force Karen refugees to return to Myanmar, where they face death from bombing and shooting. About 600 people have been killed, hundreds injured, and thousands arrested in deadly crackdowns on pro-democracy protests across Myanmar since the military coup in early February. Myanmar's return to military rule has also seen a spike in deadly conflicts between the military and ethnic rebel groups. That's all for this week. Log on to ucanews.com for daily news and commentary, and subscribe to our daily newsletter to get fact-checked information you can trust. Help us reach those whose story needs to be told. To do this, we need your help. Visit ucanews.com/donate and contribute whatever you can. Today's producer was Binu Alex. Until next week, goodbye.